Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, and...
Guess what? Choo-choo, look, here comes the train.
Look who came training back because we asked him to come back and play
and
guitar.
He's a dear friend and good person and wonderful guy.
Please welcome Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits. Take it to the chorus. Today, engineering the guitar... Back in a guest capacity, a guest musician capacity, Brett Morris.
Guess what?
The king himself. Guess what?
Do
you want me to guess?
Yeah, guess.
No, I'm so nervous. What if I get it wrong? We're doing a cool thing today.
Okay, so we have launched all components of the independent version of Off Book. Thank you so much to all of you who have already signed up on Off Book Clubhouse for our memberful Either an Extremely Sleepy Baby or a Baby of Infinite Dreams. We are so touched by the support we've already received. If you don't know what we're talking about because you were like, these Lounge January episodes are not for me, then we'll just catch you up to speed. We have launched a memberful. You can go to the website offbookclubhouse.com. There are two tiers, $5, $10, and you can buy a whole year, 6 months, or pay monthly. You can gift them if you have a sleepy baby in your life you want to give a sweet Valentine to.
And here's what you're going to get if you do that. The thank you gifts that we give to you are, there's a bunch of isolated songs we've cut out of previous episodes for you to download and enjoy. We're going to be doing video episodes for you to enjoy. If you're in the $10 tier, there's a bonus soundcheck episode for you to enjoy. There's going to be more stuff in there. You're going to get discounts on merch. You're going to get advance notice on live shows.
And both tiers, as we get them back, we'll be getting access to the entire Off Book catalog. And the $10 feed also, and the $10 tier also gets you an ad-free feed.
And more than any of that, what you are doing is you're becoming an integral supporting part of this show. For those of you that have done it already, oh my gosh, thank you. Like Jess said, thank you so much. We're thrilled and humbled and really excited for everything. And we're excited to keep this train going. By the way, those archived episodes, I believe,
begin potentially
soon, February. I think the second week of February, I think we're going to probably start releasing them on like February 11th. So you'll get the normal Off Book episode on Tuesday and then the bonus one on Thursday. Just to space them out a little bit.
We're just so excited to finally get all of our episodes back slowly but surely. So we're as excited about that as you, as we hope that you are.
That first one's Jamie Denbo. It's an absolute
my gosh. what a wild thing. I love Jamie Denbo so much, and so funny to reveal towards the end of the episode that her 7-year-old daughter is in the room, her 9-year-old daughter. Anyway, her daughter's now a teen. So that, like, that really timestamps that episode for me. I love watching the Denbo Bowie children grow up. They have two great kids.
They're going to be a force for nature.
Apropos of nothing, they have two cute kids.
Two cute kids. Y'all are also cute kids. And this one's for the cute kids. This episode that we're doing today, this is the beginning of our ongoing musical.
That's right. So this was an idea that that percolated through the survey, and we liked it a lot. So every the first episode of the month, you're going to get a continuation in one story. How's it going to go?
We don't know. That's, you now know as much as we do, but we are excited to sort of, what I believe I've claimed is going to be the longest running musical in the history of the world.
Yeah.
I might backtrack on that immediately, but for now it stands.
No, I love it. Commit. Stick it.
It's going to be the longest running musical in the history of the GD planet.
I think we're going to get there after like 4 months.
It will not take long.
It won't take long. So it's okay. I think you can commit to that goal.
I think there's some operas that are a little bit longer than that, but.
Oh my gosh. What are they doing?
What are they? Honestly, operas can get the fuck out. I won't say goddamn. I will say fuck. Jessica, how do we start this?
This is a great question. And I feel like maybe we need just a word. We need a tradish.
Do I need to go to like randomwordgenerator.com? Or do you have a thing?
I'll get you a random word.
Okay.
Okay. Your random word is...
I wish you could see Jessica has brought up her notebook with words that she's written of words that inspire great improv in it. That's not true. I have no idea what she's doing.
Okay. History.
Okay. Period pieces are very hot right now. And they're always a little bit confusing to me because my historical knowledge is so bad, but my wife's is so good. And she will also do this thing where she'll like pause whatever Russian period drama she is watching currently with subtitles to learn about the events that are actually going on there. Whereas I'm just like, Game of Thrones needs to have more magic in it.
Oh my gosh, Zach, is this when I tell you that Game of Thrones is not based on history?
Except that it's roughly based on the War of the Roses in terms of like, can you imagine? Oh my gosh. Jessica, I remember this so well. I was in a costume design class, and someone was designing like a Shakespearean thing. I forget why this came up in a costume design class, but I watched a girl in real time in front of me realize that dragons and dinosaurs were not the same thing, and that dragons, in fact, were fantasy, and that there aren't like dragon skeletons in a museum somewhere.
We go now to a museum. A natural history museum in a big American city. The year? 1984.
Oh boy.
Actually, it's 1985.
Great.
Just because there's already something about 1984. It's 1985.
Yeah, we can't call it 1984.
I don't want to call it 1984. It'll be hard to Google.
It's 1985 in a museum. Mm-hmm. There's a hall of animals, great and small. There's a grizzly bear. There's a little vole. There's a tapestry on the wall.
There are bones. There are geodes. There are gems. There are spears and shields. You can look at them.
There is a glass display, a case, and inside it there's a snake. And there's a button you can push to hear what sound the rattlesnake will make.
And there's a polar bear next to penguins on a fake ice floe. And if you press the button, you'll get a fact that you now know.
Most importantly, it's 1985. It's 1985.
And none of these things in the museum are alive.
In 1985.
A young curator is staying late. She's doing a bit of carbon dating. That she has to begin.
There's a janitor also staying late in a hallway in the back, mopping the floor because somebody brought a bunch of gack.
And there's also a brother and sister who are trying to live in here. They're trying to sneak without being
noticed. But don't forget the year. year it's 1985. It's 1985. Which means neither of the hosts of this podcast are currently alive, because it's 1985.
Jensen, look what I was able to sneak from the cafeteria.
What?
4 packs of crackers.
Oh. Catalina, oh my gosh. You got 4 packs of crackers? Wait a minute. The cafeteria is closed, right?
Yeah.
And everything's closed.
Yeah.
We can sneak like whenever we want from the cafeteria. We don't need to stop at crackers.
What?
You think they make full meals in advance here? I never really thought about how the meals at like our school get made.
I think if we went in there, we would just find big, big bags of uncooked beans.
You say that like it's not the most delicious sounding thing in the world.
Just a big bag of uncooked beans?
I don't know, Catalina. Like, I've never dived in a bag of uncooked. Listen, we both got in here because we were like, Night at the Museum, love it. Favorite movie, gotta have it.
Favorite movie we imagined?
Oh.
Right. I feel like maybe, sorry, Jensen, you immediately forgot that it's 1985.
I did forget that it's 1985. So let me explain what I said in a way that makes sense.
Okay.
We both, Night at the Museum. And by Night at the Museum, I mean, remember when we were at our town does that fun thing once a year, Night at the Museum, where you get to come to the museum at night.
Yeah, and we didn't get to go, so we imagined it.
We didn't get to go, so we imagined it. We liked it, loved it, gotta have it, that imagination thing.
Yeah,
we imagined. Because it's arbitrarily 1985.
How neat it would be if we got to go to that sleepover, but we couldn't go because we were too young, / you had the chicken pox.
I had the chicken pox, and even though I'd had the vaccine for the chicken pox, it's still expressed in like a sort of patchy way, so it wasn't as bad as if I hadn't got the vaccine.
Now, I do need to say, in 1985, I'm not sure most children were getting the vaccine for chicken pox.
Yes, but I was, because it was in 1985, and they asked me, and it was definitely a doctor who did it in the doctor's office and said, you can have the vaccine for the chicken pox if you want it, although most kids your age don't get it, and I said, give it to me. I think that in the future, people are going to doubt vaccines in a way that's going to be bad. And he's like, I respect that. And he gave me the vaccine.
It's so weird that that happened to only you since we're twins.
Yeah, but we had different doctor's appointments because privacy.
Makes sense.
I was so...
Anyway, have these crackers with me.
I will. But can I say the other thing I thought about when we were imagining Night at the Museum?
Yeah, of course,
and
bud.
We were thinking like, what are all these things happening that what probably happens at the museum? And we were like, the most fantastical things probably happen. Like, I bet the water fountain. The water fountain's probably a soda fountain. And in the bathrooms, all of the taps have soda coming out of them. And at the gift shop, I bet the cash register is filled with soda. At the museum at nighttime, anything can happen. Specifically, everything turns into soda. I know. That's what I sort of imagined happening in the museum at night.
Wow, that's like not what I thought about at all.
What'd you think?
I thought about the mummies in the ancient Egypt wing.
Uh-huh.
I thought about them coming back to life and telling me interesting things about how they built the pyramids and what's in a canopic jar. But also I thought that what's in a canopic jar is probably a root beer float.
Probably soda. I bet the mummy's full of soda. And also the canopic jar and the tombs, you know.
I think they are soda.
And inside the Barrett, the natural history animal part, he's probably got soda in his veins and his head and his lungs and his eyes and his spleen and his heart.
I thought thought about the geodes, and I thought about the gems, and how they're probably just crystallized soda, and I have to lick all of them.
Gotta lick all the soda. This museum is full of soda.
Do you think Mom and Dad might regret that they make it like we can never have soda, so now we're so obsessed with soda?
I think of soda all of the time. Oh, it's in my dreams.
Soda. Every single day I'm thinking about soda.
Thinking about it. Thinking about
like
it.
Like orange soda, like, and lemon lime soda, and Coke soda, and root beer soda, and 7-Up soda, and Cherry Coke soda.
Healthy relationship with soda. I want it in my throat.
Soda.
Yeah, Mom and Dad are going to really wish they'd given us just a little soda so we don't obsess about it all the
time. Yeah, like at least on a special occasion. Maybe like a small child's cup when we go to the movies.
Just a small child's cup. Just like the cup that you put in the bathroom to spit out the water when you stack a bunch of paper cups in there.
Jensen, do you think maybe we should have just broken into a grocery store instead? Something we know has soda?
I don't know, Catalina. I'm pretty sure that like the cafeteria is... If they're going to have a big sack of beans, they probably got soda, too. And there's soda machines in the lobby.
Right. And I'll just retrace them here. And, 1617. I imagine, wouldn't it be neat if I knew exactly the day? Oh, someone dropped this arrowhead on March 4th, 1617.
Miss Penrose, sorry to interrupt. You are working late again?
Oh, yes, I just... You know, it's just a small task that I got lost in. It probably could have just taken an hour, but I made it take six. Do you ever have any of those?
Yes. I mean, I have time to clock in and time to clock out, but sometimes I'm cleaning small spot on the back of the... There's this sort of dark spot on the back of the wall of the drinking fountain in the lobby. No matter how much I scrub, will not become clean.
Oh, yes. I too have wondered at that spot.
It's very strange and dark. And
yes,
sometimes at the corner of my eye, glinting and also sparkling, and then you look at it and it goes away. It's this weird stain. I'm sure it's nothing.
No, I too have noticed. I have thought, as I was the only one walking these quiet halls at night, just the click-clack of my own sensible heels, that out of the corner...
Those are nice, by the way. Where are these from?
Oh, these?
Yes.
These are from Filene's basement.
What is this?
Filene's basement?
Not to cell phone. Let me write in my pad of paper that I keep small notes on.
Oh.
To where to buy the sensible shoes.
Yes, Filene's basement. It's sort of like a, you know, it gives you discounts on brand name goods.
Oh, this is good. They have shoes for janitors who are men?
I'm sure they do.
Okay, this is good. I will write this down.
Wow, that's very clever of you to keep small notes.
I think someday everyone will carry some version of small notes around with them at all times. But for now, it is just what I do.
Oh. Well, I was just...
Miss Penrose, do not let me interrupt.
No, you weren't. I just, I figured out where this arrowhead was from. So
oh, yes.
Now I'm done. I guess I could go home, but... You know, do you ever think that maybe your home is actually here?
Well, literally, that is... I do not think this.
Gregor, are you staying at this museum?
Ah, you caught me immediately. Yes, I'm sleeping. Okay, the janitorial... The locker room is very big, and there's only two janitors. There's a day janitor, and that's... Brandon. And there is night janitor, and that is Gregor.
Greg, can I tell you, I really prefer your work over Brandon's.
I hate Brandon. Brandon is... This is not a career for Brandon. This is a job for Brandon.
Yes.
And it shows in everything. He does not even try to wipe the big, dark, mysterious spot from the back of the water fountain in the front lobby.
Do you know... This is... I feel like sometimes when I walk by that water fountain, I hear it call my name.
Yes, it does. In a sort of voice that almost compels you to come and drink the water, almost as if something would happen if you drink the water at night when it calls. But I never do it because it's a tricky, sneaky voice that sort of yells at me. And I thought I was just imagining things because I was not getting a lot of sleep because the sort of cots in the janitorial locker room are not a super comfy cozy.
Gregor, you... that's so odd that it yells at you. Mine sort of has a whispering siren song.
How's it go? What does it say?
It says, Penelope, Penelope, come and drink from me. And if you drink from me, but that's when I run away.
Yes, that makes sense. It's similar. Mine says, Gregor, oh, Gregor. But it screams, it's much more loud and aggressor. Says, if you drink this water, you will know hard truths. Come and get these hard truths from your mouth in the bottom and the roof. And that is when I run away. But I thought I was just imagining the voice that calls to me. But to hear that you have also heard this voice, Penelope.
I thought the very same. Until you mentioned it also calls your name. This is the first time I have wondered why. Maybe I should not just run away. Gregor.
Yes?
I work at a museum.
Hey, me too.
I care about the past. But sometimes I wonder, am I stuck in its grasp? Does it keep me from moving forward? Does it keep me from saying yes? This is the moment when I second guess. Maybe we should not run away.
I also work at a museum, and sometimes I think, sure, Gregor, you're spending too much time and energy on that one spot on the floor. But Penelope, I think you are right. I think today's the day we drink the water. And I have to finish the cleaning.
Of course, of this room.
Unless you need to do it like now, because you are done, I do not want to hold you here longer.
No, I can wait a bit. You know, I'm just going to go get a snack.
Okay.
What? Two small children in the cafeteria? Oh, no, Jensen. Oh, no. Oh, wow. I really thought we were going to be able to maintain this ruse for at least a week.
Oh, no. Someone found us immediately. It's okay.
I'm sorry. My brother and I are just sitting in this sack of beans.
I told you that clip-clop coming was the sound of sensible heels.
I thought that maybe we were just hearing something rattle through the fence. Thank you for noticing my sensible heels, but children, this museum is closed, and those beans are for cooking a bean soup, not for playing in,
well,
like
sure.
Some sort of Scrooge McDuck.
Well, no, I mean, have you ever gotten in a bean sack, ma'am?
Have I gotten in a bean sack?
Yeah.
Me, one of the most distinguished curators at this major American city's Natural History Museum?
I don't know who you are. I just know that you're a lady who's here after the museum is closed yelling at two kids about being in a bean sack.
Because I work here.
Well,
why
don't we work here?
Because I work.
We also work here.
I know everyone who works here. You don't.
do they know? Follow my lead.
We work here. We're the bean sack.
Inspectors.
And we come in and say if it's a sack and if it's full of beans. Yes, we come in and say if it's a sack and if it's full of beans.
Some sacks are full of onions and some are full of other sacks.
Because you put the sack inside of the sack.
If there's a sack inside of the sack, then that is not our job. If there's onions in a sack, it's also not our job.
If there's rice inside a sack, it is still not our job. But if there's beans inside a sack, then we have to inspect.
And we inspect those beans by rubbing them on our arms and our legs and our feet and our fingers and our toes. We get inside the bean sack.
And once those beans are in our fingers and toes, then that's when we can stop, I suppose, to know if the beans are clearly in the sack. And these beans are, so we will just leave now, because we've inspected the beans in the sack of leaving. We are walking backwards out of the room. Stop. Come back here. That didn't make any sense.
Well, I wouldn't expect a non-bean sack inspector to buy it.
Okay,
she's not buying it.
No, just now I think.
Hold on, I'm gonna pivot.
No, Jensen, just.
Oh, I am late for my job. My second job.
Jensen.
To go with it.
No, just pivot with me.
I'll follow you.
Listen, we're just two twins who love the museum because we couldn't sleep over at it and we have an unhealthy relationship with soda, but we didn't mean any harm. Please don't tell on us.
Wait. Huddle up.
Oh, yeah.
This is the best lie because it's based on the truth. I can't wait for the other shoe to drop.
I was just telling the truth.
Okay, yeah, but I can't wait for the other shoe to drop.
Okay. We really love the museum. If you could just let us go, we'll promise to have a lifelong quest of learning.
Nice.
Wait, do you think that's a lie?
I'm absolutely not going to have a lifelong quest.
Jensen, seriously, it's important to foster your curiosity through life.
Oh, yeah, I know for sure. But, like, that's not... Okay, yeah, I guess I actually do want that. I was going to say, like, a lifelong quest of get all the pogs.
Yeah, but I feel like that pogs will probably just, like...
It's going to be big, and it's going to be big forever, like 10 years from now.
I think it'll come and go.
Okay.
I think you'll have other things that will be your pogs.
She's tapping at her watch like we haven't acknowledged her long enough.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. It's quite all right. Thank you for noticing me tapping my watch. I thought it was a clear symbol to send, a signal to send to you.
It worked.
Now, children, I can't just let you out into the city. It's 1 a.m. I'll need to have you call your parents.
Sleep in the museum. That's fine. We'll stay in the museum.
We
don't have to pull our arm. There's a little bench next to that. Ooh, look, that vending machine. There's checks and there's another vending machine next to it. It's got a bunch of soda.
No, children, you'll have one sip of plain water and then straight off to bed for you.
Fine.
I can't believe every adult just wants us to have plain water.
Okie dokie, artichoke. I have finished the cleaning in the... Two children inside this room.
Yes, I've already...
Catalina, go with me.
No, we don't have to lie to this
guy. We are bean sack inspectors, you see? And if a sack is full of onions or rice or... Sorry. She's going to run us out.
She's still going to know the whole time, so it doesn't really serve up. Hi, sir. We're just going to have one sip of sensible water and straight off to bed. No, don't worry about us. Yes, Gregor, it's too late for me to wake their parents and cause alarm. At this point, I'll just make sure the children get home in the morning.
Okay. I will stay here at the museum and clean the rest of it. But that means you are leaving now, yes, to take care of these children?
I'm just leaving this room. I'm going to get them a sip of sensible water and then set up some sort of little beds for them, perhaps next to the peacocks.
Okay. Well, make sure you do not let them, you know.
Oh, yes, I won't let them, you know.
Should we wink so that we
both confirm that we know what we're talking about?
Yes, wink.
Wink.
That's what we're going to do.
If you guys are talking about sex, you can just tell us. No. Cut.
No,
can you imagine?
Oh, I am just a janitor.
And I
not that there's anything wrong with being a janitor.
No. I am.
We don't know each other that well. I mean, you're very attractive.
And I, but no children.
I don't think that. Yes. Also, how old are the two of you?
9 and a half.
I'm 9 and a half because we're twins.
But our parents already told us where babies come from. And sometimes when adults speak that way in front of children, it's because they don't want to say that they like are going
to
go have sex. That's what our parents do.
Our parents are always like, we have to go. When, like, they're clearly going.
And it's just like, honestly, I'm happy you guys still have a vibrant sex life. They're like, we're going to go do taxes in the bedroom. If you hear any sounds, don't come at you about taxes.
You're not doing taxes at 8 o'clock?
We know that taxes are once a year. Like, we're not dummies.
Also, they do it in like September. It's like, what are you doing?
You so late on your tax, like
you can file for an extension, but it would still be due by then.
We know this. I mean, any 9 and a half year old with twin power could tell you that if you're doing your taxes in September, your parents are having sex.
You're banging. You're not doing taxes in September. So that became our little like code.
So we just wanted to ask you, kind of. You don't have to speak in code in front of us. Well,
no, we're not going to do taxes.
We're
in
not
September.
Doing taxes in September, but we. Are talking about something that, frankly, we can't discuss with you. It's too dangerous.
Well, we don't know for sure that it is dangerous. I mean,
I guess that's true. We don't know for sure if it is dangerous.
You know what? This is maybe an interesting experiment, though. Not that we would have them wink, do the thing, but to see if they hear the thing.
Ah. So we are still going to do our version of taxes in September, but we're going to see if they... Even.
Sorry, now I'm not on the same page.
Okay, sorry.
Are you soliciting?
No. I'm sorry. Let me. We're not going to refinance in March.
Got it. That means drink from the water.
That means drink from the water.
Okay, yes, good. We're not going to let them refinance in March. No one here is doing taxes in September. We are going to refinance in March.
But we're going to see if they're aware of what refinancing could be, perhaps.
We're going to see if they have filed as a business.
That's right. Children this way. Oh, boy. I really lost me.
The soda machine's right there. I want to drink from this grody old water fountain with this... Wait a minute.
Jensen.
Catalina, did you say something?
No, I didn't.
You didn't say my name in like a weird, creepy...
Jensen.
Sort of like a sing-song voice.
Catalina. Wait, did you just say my name like you had a stuffy nose?
No, I didn't. Catalina.
Jensen.
Catalina. Drink the water, Catalina. Drink the water. Drink it, take a drink. Aren't you so thirsty?
Jensen, you should come and drink the water. We know that you wanna drink it down.
I hear a voice, it's calling my name. It's telling me to drink the water, and I wanna run away.
So hearing the call.
And now we know that heareth, yes, we all do. And so we must not let them take the plunge we will take. Because letting children go on this adventure would be a mistake. Sorry, did you say adventure?
I think that we heard you say adventure.
And we don't want to miss out on
adventure.
Again, like the time that people got to be in the night at the
museum. But we couldn't go.
And if we don't drink the water now, we'll never know.
We will not run away. We will all refinance together.
seconds in March.
A part of me feels a fear from my brain and my heart to let them refinance in March.
Well, let's do it safely. I will go first, and then we'll know if it's bad. If we expect the worst, you can take the children and run away. But if it's safe...
Yes. Gregor, I can't let you make that sacrifice. We should do it together. Maybe that would suffice.
But it's like a water fountain, so to do it together, I'm not saying it would be impossible.
I do not
impossible.
Want to get that close to me.
No.
With an open mouth.
No, I mean, I would love, you're very
and
it's
that,
just
that's not what I'm saying.
Just
I
just met and like, but if we agree that this is science, as long as we're on the same page, then it's fine. Gregor, drink the wine.
Penelope Jensen.
Kalea.
Are you ready? It starts today. We'll drink the water. We won't run away.
Jensen, should we take a sip now? They fully disapparated on the spot.
Oh my gosh, where did they go? Where did they go? Wait.
What?
Hold on.
Okay, I'm listening.
We should definitely find them. We should definitely be worried about them.
Are you telling me you don't want to drink this water?
No, I definitely do. It's a question of when. Because right now...
I think we should go right now.
Okay, but the soda machine's right there.
Are you kidding me, Jensen?
Okay, yeah, let's go right now.
Just like, what if the portal is like a sloopy portal? You
Isn't
know what I'm saying?
Portal? They just went away. Okay. Lips lowered, water flows. By the way, this is not like a kiss between you and me.
Although
we kiss all the time. It's gross. Whatever. We're like siblings.
What'd you say?
I said like...
I'm going through the portal!
Okay, me too!
I guess I call it a portal, but I don't even know if it's a portal.
They're
wait, am
gone.
I here? Do we have... Oh, good. Phew. You're here.
I'm here. Yeah, but they're not.
Oh, shit.
And where is here?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so this was my fear, was that the portal, for lack of a better word, I'm going to refer to it as a portal.
Let's call it the portal question mark.
Okay,
and so we have something better to call it.
Okay, so the portal question mark, I was like, what if it changes moment to moment where it bloops you? And so that's why I was like, if we hesitate, maybe we won't bloop to the same moment in time and space as those two adults that we decided to follow.
You're saying it's my fault because I made us wait a little bit that we're
No. This is not about blame. I'm just explaining why I had urgency.
Okay.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Where are we anyway?
Well, it's pretty humid. It's daytime. It feels a little... There's like a sweet smell of new rain on ferns. And
there's ferns and we're not inside a museum anymore.
That's
it should
right.
be said.
Yeah. And it's daytime as opposed to nighttime.
And it's humid and there's ferns, which are like a... I want to say temperate, but now I actually don't know what that word means. Man, I'm so excited to go on this lifelong quest for knowledge.
Yeah, right? I'm glad you came around to that. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm pretty sure that's a pterodactyl. Now, I don't want to alarm anybody. I don't want anyone to get overly afraid.
Okay, now I'm looking at it and it looks like a big, scaly dinosaur that I'm going to confidently say is a pterodactyl.
Okay, it's just that is up in a tree and it definitely isn't a bird. And I'm pretty sure it's a freaking pterodactyl.
Okay, now it's looking at me.
Okay.
And it's big. Okay.
And we are trying to stay calm.
I'm starting to stay calm.
But we are assessing that that's a freaking pterodactyl.
And it is looking at me. Now, I'm trying to think of what I remember about pterodactyls.
Oh, they shoot. Here's the main thing I remember about pterodactyls. You ready?
Okay. And whatever you do, stay calm. Because I think I remember something about dinosaurs not seeing you if you're calm or something.
Don't worry. I'm super calm and chill.
Cool.
Here's one thing I remember. Here's one little skill. Here's a little thought. Here's a memory that I got about that thing that's not a bird. Pterodactyl starts with P. Pterodactyl starts with P.
That's the thing you remember.
It don't make any sense to you or me. But pterodactyl starts with P.
That's good information, and it's helping me keep calm. But I think it's maybe not the most useful in the situation that we find ourselves on. Let's look, keep an eye contact, and remember, stay chill. I'll see if I can remember a thing about pterodactyls. They eat with a bill, and inside the bill is teeth. And the things they eat are small, but small is relative, isn't it always? And the pterodactyl's big, in proportion we are small.
Kinda.
So I would say let's maybe calmly back away.
But a pterodactyl starts
yes,
with
yes, you
me.
Said that it starts with
I remember me. That from a spelling bee.
It's not useful, but correct.
Pterodactyl starts with P.
Gonna need you lower your voice, Catalina.
I know it makes the sound of a T, but
okay.
Pterodactyl.
I'm just gonna grab you by
pterodactyl.
The shoulders. Please be quiet.
Pterodactyl.
Why are you screaming in his face?
It starts with P. Please come with me. Oh, yeah, you're worried it could eat us? It's definitely a carnivore.
Yeah.
For sure. I think it mostly eats. I think we're still slightly too big for a pterodactyl. Here's what I will say. It could scavenge our bods. So if we do fall down, we got to get back up because I think it would num and like eat us slowly like buzzard style. But I don't think it could hump us in one bite.
I
so
thought
that
you were
part's
screaming
chill.
In its face to stay calm, but you actually look deadly calm to me right now. Are you legit not worried about this thing?
I'm not that worried about a pterodactyl specifically because I think it could hurt us for sure, but one pterodactyl... I don't know. I just think that it can't whomp us in one bite. You know what I mean? Like if it was a bigger dinosaur, I'd be a little
like
more
that afraid. One.
Like that one.
Like that. I want to say Diplodocus.
Ooh, good get, Jen.
I mean, it's in the water, yeah? So yeah. Probably a Diplodocus.
Very good get, though. Points to you, thanks. My bro. Well, should we...
run very fast in the other direction?
Yep. Gregor, why aren't the children here? Well, maybe they didn't come. They're probably back at the museum.
They probably made the smart choice when they saw two adults vanish in thin air. They did not drink the water and follow us. They are safe, and that is good. Unless they did drink the water afterwards and ended up somewhere else. But we have no way of knowing that. Let's assume for now they did not drink the water. They're probably going crazy, gone nuts.
Those beans.
They're probably eating a bunch of dried beans and drinking cactus cooler.
Getting coins out of my purse to buy a root beer from the machine.
Did your purse not come with you?
No.
Oh, my mop is also gone. That's so sad. Oh, well. I guess, speaking of come with, look at this place. This sandy, deserty. That's a straight up pyramid. I'm going to say Egypt.
Okay. Now, this is fascinating. It seems like there's no sprawl from Cairo. So we're definitely not in present day Egypt.
Oh, yes. Look at these stars. You see them so clearly. There's no sort of light pollution. Also, that is a sphinx and it is not broken.
That sphinx has a nose.
That sphinx has a nose.
Okay. So...
Do not look now.
Oh, should I not look?
The Sphinx, it blinks.
The Sphinx, it blinks?
The Sphinx, it blinks at me. I don't know why it does this thing.
Welcome.
Oh, no, it knows it's on here. Hello, the Sphinx. Hi. Yes, hello. I'm Gregor. This is Dr. Penelope Penrose. Please do not eat us after hard riddles.
Oh, but that's exactly what I do.
Gosh, to dang it. I knew it. The Sphinx that always eats you after it gives you such hard riddles to solve.
Are you ready for riddles 3?
Oh, boy. Penelope, I'm going to be honest with you right now. This is not sort of my area of expertise.
No, I mean, I sort of have a more linear way of thinking, and so this is honestly not even that good for me either.
Well, hold on. This is an ancient Sphinx, right?
This is, I mean, it must be. We must be in
so maybe
ancient
we actually,
Egypt.
Maybe it will not be, well.
Maybe at this point.
All right, Sphinx, what are your questions 3? Can
okay.
we just do like one at a time?
Yes, of course. Of course we'll go one at a time.
Sorry, do you have a name or are you just Sphinx?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. My name is Sphinx.
Okay.
But I appreciate it.
Sphinx the Sphinx?
Yes.
Okay, Sphinx.
Let us begin. Oh, this will be fun. Let me give you a riddle of 3. We'll begin with 1. What do you think I should do if I have unclear boundaries with my friends? They're never bringing over what they say they will bring. And I'm like, fine, then why did you offer? If you say you will bring dates, but then you show up without dates, and you act like it's rude that I'm upset, even though I never even asked for the dates.
Well, I would say if you have a friend who has said they are going to bring you dates, and then they don't bring dates, and they act weird when you are confused, they are not respecting your friendship. They're not being a good friend to you. And so if you had an option of a different friend, that's a person that I would choose.
But if I could add, maybe this is small, or is it the totaling of it all?
It sounds to me like a recurring issue. You wouldn't snap if it happened one time, but like
that's right, but I just want to reflect to the Sphinx thinks that if it's small, we should let it go. But if it's part of a trend or a recurring thing, then you should stick up for yourself. So thank you for clarifying. No, this is an ongoing issue.
I kind of assumed it's
something where I feel like I get taken advantage of. Ah, yes.
You should be able to have boundaries with your friends. Everyone needs to set things that make them personally feel appreciated. And if they can't respect that, girl, get a better friend.
Congratulations! You solved riddle one. And now for riddle two.
Could we pause real quick? This is good, yes, but just let me, can I talk to my, yes, I would love to answer riddle too.
Oh, okay, great, because I really.
No, we'll absolutely, we're not going anywhere.
Please don't go anywhere.
No, Penelope.
Yes?
Just so we're clear.
That they're not riddles, they're just at their advice.
This Sphinx just needs like someone to talk to, yes? I think
this Sphinx just needs to be heard, yeah.
Okay, yeah, good, okay. Yes, Sphinx, back at it. Well, hit the what is problem number? Sorry, riddle number two.
Ah, yes! Many have quested. They thought that they could outthink the wise and ephemeral, tricky, tricky Sphinx. But if you are feeling undaunted, if that describes you, we'll see if you still feel as brave after riddle number two. How many times should I be the first person to call my dad? If I'm always instigating communication, does that reflect something bad? But if I don't call, then we don't talk. But if I call too late, then sometimes he balks and is like, hey, look who's calling. And I'm like, you, sir, never call me. Riddle two.
Now this one. Obviously, family dynamics are extremely complicated, but shooting from the hip, I would ask you, have you told him that you want him to call you more?
Not really. In fact, I just sort of get upset, and then I don't tell him why.
Sure.
I'm feeling upset, and then I spin, cause I'm full of regret.
Well, let me say, you are not wrong to want him to communicate with you more. That's a valid feeling. I understand why you're upset, but I would offer this solution, sure. Sometimes it's obvious to you, but it might not be obvious to him. But if you are clear with what you need, that gives him a chance to answer your whims.
And if I could add one more thing, it's hard to see our parents' age. It's only gonna get harder to stay on the same page. So sometimes it's nice to give parents grace and take it all at just the face value. He's not really doing anything to you. It's probably like a bad habit you are both in.
Just for my own clarification, what do you mean by call in this day and age when you say that he never calls you? Are we talking like call you from across the room?
Oh, sorry. Look up in the sky, see that bright star? No, not that one, like two stars down, one.
Honestly,
to the left.
No.
That is my dad, and he's always like, hey, why don't you just call me? And I'm like, I can only call you at night anyway. I can't even find you in the day, but that's him if you want it. Well, actually, Dad, do you have anything to say?
Didn't know you wanted me to call you more.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I've left you feeling like you have to always be the one to reach out.
Thanks, Dad.
But sometimes you call me early in the morning.
Right.
And I'm like, I've been up all night.
I know.
Being a star.
I know, our
then
time.
Then I probably snap at you and
no.
It's not your fault.
I know.
I try to do the mental math about time zones.
It's hard, I'm extremely far away.
That's like, honestly, my dad could be dead, but I'm still seeing his light.
It would be like at least 5 minutes until you realized I was dead. And that's generous. That's if I was very close.
Okay, so it feels like we've unpacked a lot
like
of
riddle
good...
riddle number two feels like a big check ski. You've solved that one yet?
You have solved riddle two. Whoop-dee-doop-dee-doop-dee-doo.
What?
But if you really want to break free, can you be the first to answer riddle three? I know you are not from this time. I know you are not from this place. How to get back home? You'll have to deal with my face. Okay, so Gregor, can you come here for a second?
Yes,
that's a hard shift.
Now, suddenly, because first of all, the tone of her voice totally changed. And I am sort of making an assumption on her. I don't know the sort of gender variance of Sphinx.
Yes.
But like, that became about magic and us.
And she sort of like drilled. I felt like her eyes became almost like laser
through me. Yes, like there was something behind me. I was like, oh gosh.
Oh my gosh. I turned. I saw you. You turned.
I was like, oh my gosh, there's something behind me right now. But it feels like this is maybe one that we should be very careful how we answer this question.
I honestly feel like we can't answer it yet.
Wait, was that the question?
I think that was the question.
Oh, beans. This is not good.
Oh, beans.
I do not know how to answer this question about how to get back. I don't even know where. Sorry, Sphinx, could you repeat that one, please?
Yes, of course.
In so many words.
I know you are not from this time. I know you are not from this place.
Okay.
If you want to get home, you'll have to deal with my face.
Okay, now that is not a riddle in the classical sense. And that there
neither
is not,
were the first two, so I just feel like maybe this Sphinx has...
For sure. Maybe riddles...
Maybe riddles
something was
different.
Like a game of telephone. Maybe riddles changed over the year.
This is what we all think riddles are right
these
now.
These are
just,
riddles?
These are riddles, just so you all
just
know.
For you, just so you know, in our time, most of this would sort of qualify as therapy.
Don't know what to tell you. These
no,
are
for
riddles
sure.
Now.
No, that's not the judgment. That is just sort of like, okay, good to know. That's what riddles are. Now, the third one, though, is a little different in that only because I am. It's more of like a we must. It's like a thing for us to do more than a thing for us to answer. Does this make sense?
Yes, I think it's. I think it is sort of a beginning clue to getting back home.
Sphinx, do you mind if we sort of crawl up on you and sort of look at your face very, very hard?
Not at all.
Oh, wait a minute. I just put it together. Hey, Sphinx?
Yes?
When was the last time you had physical contact with literally anything in the universe?
Not since I was built. Not since I was formed. Have I felt the grasp of a hand that is warm? Not since I was made, not since I was carved. And it's been hard.
Sphinx, I'm seeing a theme in the things that you need. Sometimes it's hard and the moment goes by fast, but if you need something, just ask. Huh. Ask for what you need. Ask for what you need.
I should think of me and ask for what you I need. Okay, well, seriously, honestly, are you offering this now?
Yes.
'Cause there's something that I really need, if you can do it somehow. I've been holding it in, I've been holding in, please. I've been holding in a terrible sneeze, but I can't do it because I'm stoned. They made me magic and then left me alone. But the tickle, it runs up into my nose. If there is anything you can do, I suppose.
Ask for what you need.
Asking what I need.
you need.
Can you help me sneeze?
We can help you sneeze. And now we know that's what you need, because you asked for what you need. Okay, here we go.
This is great. This is wild. This is why the Sphinx doesn't have a nose. I mean, this is amazing.
What do you mean? You think it's going to sneeze so hard the nose fly off?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that might just be time later on.
Oh, no, I mean, I think that's what we assumed. We assumed it was just weathering and time and wind and rain and erosion. But I think it's that you and I were here back then and helped this Sphinx sneeze.
Okay, now here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Now that we know there's a possibility this Sphinx might sneeze its nose off, do we have a sort of moral obligation to warn the Sphinx of that possibility?
Oh, sure. Sphinx, you might lose your nose in the process.
But do you actually need it to smell, or you're like a magical construct, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, who cares?
I certainly don't care.
Okay, yeah, let's...
If you could get this tickle out of my nose, it is really bumming me out.
Yeah.
Scratch.
Huh? Look at the sun. It always helps to look at the sun. Look at your dad.
Huh?
Look at your dad.
Hi, Dad!
Goes. That's the nose.
Oh my gosh, I feel so much better.
Oh my gosh, wait a minute. Do you have a congested voice now?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hold on. Huh.
Oh, it sounds a lot like, the voice that they described.
They
Jensen.
Sounded like a congested... I mean, I can't say because I didn't hear it. But it sounds like, that's interesting.
Sphinx, can you do me a favor and say the word Jensen?
Jensen.
I don't know. I guess we'll...
Do a favor and say the word Catalina?
Catalina.
Yeah, I'll sort of repeat that back to the child later and they can say... Now, hold on. I'm forming a hypothesis now about what is going on in this crazy upside-down TikTok world.
Yes, Gregor?
Maybe they're... If this was the voice they heard, and this Sphinx was calling out because it needed some help of some kind, maybe the voices that we are hearing were not actually our own voices, but they were voices from people and things and places that needed our help to make history happen. Like, if we had not done this, the Sphinx would not have sneezed off his nose.
I like it, Gregor. But here's what I'm a little more concerned with.
Okay.
Where those kids are?
They're probably fine back there and then did not come at all.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, let's check. Hey, Sphinx.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. This is you for forever now, huh?
Oh, no, I love it.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, sorry. If you're okay with it, it's fine by me.
Oh, yeah. No, I think this is totally chill way to talk.
Are you aware of any sort of, magical connection that you might have to a museum in a major American city in our time?
Huh. Well, I know...
Did you ever, call out for someone to come help you get your nose scratched?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm connected to sort of all epochs and all times and all places. And I was just calling... I randomly call out every name imaginable. Just in cycles. And then I sort of get this feeling in my... I guess for lack of a better word, belly. That has, a certain heat about it when I feel like a name is close. So, yeah. Jensen, Catalina... I've called those names before.
Can I ask you another question?
Usually I ask the questions. So this is fun, honestly. This is fun. I love living this script. This is this is let's ask the questions to this thing. This is fun.
So okay. So here's my question.
Okay.
Over there, that water fountain.
Yeah.
That has always been there?
That metallic water fountain?
Yes.
That's the first I've ever seen of that. Oh my gosh, Gregor, I can't believe I didn't notice. We came with the water fountain?
I don't think it was there until just now when we saw the
sneeze
Sphinx's problem.
Oh.
So I guess maybe it's time to go?
Goodbye, Sphinx. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. And, honestly, it was just great to kind of chat some things out with you. It was helpful even just for me to hear it out loud.
I feel like we learned a lot about history that maybe no one has ever known before. That riddles were really just meant to be therapy.
I love that.
That's just great to know.
I honestly love that.
I love that very much. All right, Sphinx. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Maybe I will come and visit you in our time someday.
Oh, chill. That'd be great. Yeah, safe travels. Thanks for, just helping me talk through some things. And you know what? If you say you're going to bring dates, bring dates.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Or just don't offer. It's fine.
I'm happy. Set good boundaries with your friends.
I'm happy to get everything. Just if you say you're going to and then you don't, it's a weird, it puts me in a weird spot.
We'll bring dates, but I don't know when it's...
We'll bring dates. We just don't know when the date is. Oh, it feels good to laugh again. Oh. Lips lower,
water flows.
Take a sip and then we'll know.
Lips lower,
water flows.
Take a sip and then we'll know.
Okay, I think we're safe here. I think this is good. You're so chill.
Whoop. Did you know that these are fiddlehead ferns and they have an ability to fold up in on themselves? They
Stop
kind of
booping the ferns.
Whoop. Whoop.
Oh, actually, that looks fun. Hold on.
Boop.
Doop.
Doop.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
What?
I want to say that's an Archaeopteryx. It's a feathery.
Jensen, you are bringing it with the dino names. Oh, Can I just tell you?
Thanks. I like dinosaurs.
Yeah, I do too, but I kind of, they are just of a thing to me a little bit. You know,
sure.
I know some of the big hitters, the Triceratops, Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus, sure. T-Rex.
Do you know what I think? Sometimes I imagine a baby Stegosaurus as being the cutest thing I've ever seen. There's something about their little faces and the little things on their backs.
Can you imagine if there was like a baby Stegosaurus?
What?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Look at. Wait, Catalina, that's exactly the kind of thing you were talking about right now.
Is it?
It's right there. Oh my god, there's a bunch of them.
You would be cute. I thought you would be sweet. But you're even cuter. You're even sweeter to me. I thought you would be cute. I thought you would be sweet. But you're even sweeter. You're even sweeter to me.
Rolling on the ground, rubbing their tummies. Oh, look, now they're eating those leaves. Those leaves look yummy for a tiny stegosaurus. Cuter than can be believed. Rolling on the ground and eating leaves.
I thought you would be cute. I thought you would be sweet, but you're even sweeter. You're cuter to me. I thought you would be cute. I thought you would be sweet, but you're even sweeter.
That might be the mom, or from further on. What are you talking about? Oh, wait, look at that head up in the clouds. That's not a mom.
Holy crap. I knew they had to be real. I knew every book was giving me the raw deal. That's
like
not a T-Rex.
Almost a T-Rex, but it's different. Here's the thing. No recorded T-Rex I've ever seen.
Has had wings. That's a dragon.
That's a dragon. No more chill. Grab the tiny. Oh my gosh, these guys are
so
heavier
heavy.
Than you
They're
would
like
think.
Big boulders.
Oh, wait, how many of them are there? Oh, just hide under
hide.
The ferns.
Hide.
Unbloop the ferns.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Goosh, goosh, goosh. Be quiet, Stegosaurus.
Don't make a sound. If we just hide, then maybe we won't be found.
All right, so here we are. We have Gregor and Penelope. They've just womped out of ancient Egypt where they helped a sphinx sneeze off its nose.
We have Catalina and Jensen who have just discovered a bunch of baby stegosauri and
a dragon? What will happen when we continue this story in 1 month, continuing the tale of...
Do we have to title it now? So much pressure.
I think it is maybe too much pressure. Moments in 1980. Fountains of Time. Time flows.
Fountains of Time is pretty good.
It's nice and vague.
Time Fountain.
Yeah, Time Fountain. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you
we
heard
return
it.
Return next month to the second episode installment of
Time Fountain.
Fountains of Time. Time Fountain subtitle, Fountains of Time.